Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Expanding Your Horizons. Horizons are funny things. When you mention horizons to people, they're never really sure what you're talking about. How far away is the horizon? What does it look like? Why should I really care about this? And what does any of this have to do with personal finance, money, and investing? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about where the horizon is, what the horizon looks like, how to determine how far away it is from you, and in this episode, on a personal level, why expanding your horizons can be one of the best things we ever do. Let's take a listen to how I discussed the concept of horizons with a group of business professionals just last week. How far away is the horizon? It doesn't matter where you stand or where you look, the horizon is out in front of us. And so in order to share that with you, I did a little bit of research. Globe and Mail helped. They ran an article on this about 6 months ago. How far away is the horizon? It's 1.17 times the square root of your height of eye is the distance to the horizon in nautical miles. Yay. I'm not a numbers person. And I'm glad to be in a room full of numbers people, I know, because I heard you talk about numbers all day yesterday afternoon, which is cool, but I'm not a numbers person. How would you know that? Because I was in the 5% of my high school math class that made the top 95% possible. Oh, I'm so glad you got that. I did this to a group in Kingston, Ontario a couple days ago. They didn't get it. It scared the crap out of me. So I'm glad you got that. And at the end of the day, it's 8 kilometers or 5 miles away. I know what you're thinking. So, why should I care about this? Here's why I think you should. Because one of the best things we get to do as personal and as organizations is expand our horizons. I know what you're thinking, Robert. I'm looking at the screen. That's the formula. That's the end. You can't expand that. No wonder you were in the 5% of your high school class. But for those of you who are better at math than me, which is pretty much everybody here, you've noticed there's a variable in that formula. Your height of eye. And that answer, ladies and gentlemen, exists for me, Robert Gina. I'm 5'11¼". If you're 5'11¼", 8 kilometers, 5 miles. You're 4'2", it's a little bit closer. If I decide to trust whoever built this chair, and stand up here, and now close to 9 feet tall, it moves out to about 18 kilometers. And from this vantage point on a Friday morning, I do two things. You guys are a good-looking group. And you really don't care about this. The best thing we do is stand on that chair every once in a while and look out past where we are. Because all too often, we get consumed by everything that is right in front of us. You know the phrase, you can't see the forest for the trees. Why? Because you get your face stuck up against the tree, you don't see the whole forest. And it's only until we elevate ourselves and get a different perspective on things. That's why you have events like this, to bring everybody together. As good as the technology is, in online Skype meetings and conference calls, it's getting people in a physical place together that allows them to get a different perspective on what's happening. We've learned a few things about horizons today. One, we now know where the horizon is. Two, we know how to expand our horizon by elevating ourselves, and that can be as simple as just standing on top of a chair and getting a different perspective. And three, we've learned that expanding our horizons is important for us on a personal level as we move towards our richly imagined future. This has been the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. If you're listening on iTunes, please pop on over and give us a rating. I would appreciate it. If you're downloading the podcast from robertgeniak.com, drop me an email. Let me know what you think. And I'm open to ideas for upcoming podcast episodes if you happen to have any. Until next time, thank you for listening.